What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Longtime constitutional law professor Bob Klump. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get to, I want to talk about incumbency, but I just want your thoughts on the last month and where this ranks in historical context in American politics.
Well, certainly it has to rank right up there in terms of the turmoil, surprises, unexpected developments, et cetera. It's hard to think of another presidential election year that had as many of those things appearing. I suppose we would have to go back to 1968, and I suppose that 1968, with President Johnson's withdrawal from the race after nearly losing the New Hampshire primary, and then, of course, the assassinations of Martin Luther King, riots in American cities, then on the heels of the King assassination, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, the turmoil at the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 1968. Combining all of those, I would have to say that 1968 probably tops any presidential election year. But this one is coming pretty close with one surprise or shocking development on the heels of another. The attempt to assassinate President Trump, President Biden's withdrawal, now the rush to coronate Kamala Harris as his successor for the Democratic nomination. So it's certainly been a topsy-turvy year.
Now, with the ballots, you know, obviously it was Biden, Biden, Biden. Is there going to be any long-term issues with ballots being filled out for Kamala Harris? Because I heard that on Sunday when you dropped out, but I feel like that talk kind of went away pretty quickly.
I think so. And, you know, the response from Democratic representatives on the various Sunday talk shows this week and last week or during the past week has been, well, you know, Democratic voters understood when they were casting a ballot for Joe Biden in the primaries this year that it was a team. It was going to be the same team as in 2020. So what's the big deal? Now, I think that argument is a little deficient on the merits. But they have succeeded in convincing, you know, virtually all of the delegates to go with that. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. The Republicans are going to be talking about it, but I think, frankly, it's a mistake because no one's going to basically care at this point.
Now, Joe Biden is the incumbent. And before he dropped out, I mean, his poll numbers were not great. In 2020, Donald Trump was the incumbent and lost. In 2016, Hillary Clinton was on the incumbent party and lost. You know, there used to be this feeling that if you're in the incumbent, you're almost, you know, it's difficult to defeat you. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama. You have to go back to the first George Bush. And a lot of people would probably say that that was because of the independent whose name always escapes me. Yes, Ross Perot. But, you know, now it seems that the president's like a new car. As soon as they get into office, their approval rating starts going down. Have we lost that power of incumbency in today's politics?
Well, first of all, in general, if you say the power of incumbency in today's politics, if we extend over to Congress, I would say the answer is definitely no, because at the congressional level, in the Senate since the 1960s, the average reelection of incumbent senators has been about 82%. And in fact, in 2022, we actually hit a new high. All 28 incumbent senators, 100% of them, were reelected. Same thing in the House of Representatives. The average has been over 90% in recent years. And in the high 90s, in like 2004 and 2016. So in the legislative branch, incumbency is such an overwhelming advantage that even in a year in which party control switches, like it did in 2022 from Democratic, narrowly Democratic to narrowly Republican, the vast, vast majority of congressional incumbents are reelected. The presidency is another matter. I mean, historically, since 1932, out of all the presidents who were running for reelection, 11 were reelected and 5 were not reelected. And as you point out, over the last 30 years, only 2 incumbents haven't been reelected, George H.W. Bush and, again, Donald Trump. Now, incumbency is an extremely powerful attribute for a candidate to have because they dominate the media, the incumbent president. Their reelection campaign begins as soon as they take office. They develop interest group loyalty and hence contributions during their 4 years in office. So the strengths of incumbency are incredibly potent. Those incumbents who haven't been reelected, it still remains the case that events can overtake or be stronger than the advantages of incumbency. And you saw that with George H.W. Bush. I mean, his reneging on his no new taxes pledge disaffected a lot of Republican voters. Then there was a recession. We were basically coming out of it by the time of the election, but it still hurt him in 1992. And then, of course, He had the Ross Perot challenge, which took away probably more votes from him than it did from Bill Clinton, who won the election. But you also had, and this is another thing that can hurt incumbents, an intra-party challenge. With George H.W. Bush in 1992, you had Pat Buchanan. Now, Pat Buchanan didn't come close to winning the nomination, but he got a lot of votes, did particularly well in New Hampshire, and that weakened Bush with the Republican base.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Donald Trump in 2020, well, of course, you had the phenomenon of COVID and claims that he was mismanaging it, overmanaging it, and the like. And then, of course, you had what is really distinctive about Trump, his personality and the aversion a lot of people had to that. And if we go back further in history, you know, the other incumbents who haven't been reelected since 1932, Herbert Hoover, obviously the Depression outweighed any advantages of incumbency. Gerald Ford, who was an unelected incumbent, came to office after Nixon resigned. The after effects of Watergate, inflation, the after effects of Vietnam, and he had, of course, a strong intra-party challenge. Ronald Reagan nearly won the Republican nomination in 1980. Then Jimmy Carter in 1980, well, a bad economy, high inflation, the hostage crisis that went on more than the last year of his administration, and again, an intra-party challenge from Ted Kennedy, which weakened him. So it remains, however, the fact that incumbency, even at the presidential level, is still a potent force. And you cited 3 incumbent presidents in a row with Bill Clinton, George H. Bush, and George W. Bush, and also Barack Obama. 3 presidents in a row who were reelected served full 8-year terms, right? And the last time, by the way, that had happened was very early in the Republic, back when Jefferson was succeeded by Madison, who was succeeded by Monroe. But that was a very different era. There was basically one party rule. All three of those presidents were from Virginia. They all knew each other. They were all friends. It was a very different era. So really, the striking thing about the three recent presidents who were all reelected and served 8 years in office was how relatively unusual that is to go that long without anybody, without an incumbent not being reelected.
Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. But, you know, for me, that, I mean, those were the first so many presidents of my lifetime, you know. So for me, it seemed, oh, incumbents, that's a given reelection. How do you think Kamala Harris will be viewed? Will she get some of those points as an incumbent, or how will she be viewed by the average voter?
Well, I think she will be viewed, and this is, I think she has certain strengths and certain weaknesses. One of the weaknesses she has, I think, is that inevitably, given that she's been serving as Joe Biden's vice president for the last 4 years, people are going to attribute to her whatever they like or don't like about the Biden administration. And it's always difficult when we've had an incumbent vice president, say Richard Nixon, in 1960, was coming off of, you know, the successful Eisenhower years. And yet during the 1960 campaign, he had to defend from John F. Kennedy's attacks about how the Eisenhower administration wasn't moving fast enough in terms of developing our nuclear arsenal and being more aggressive against the Soviet Union. And it was difficult. It's always difficult for an incumbent vice president to defend the administration with which he or she has been affiliated for the last 4 years, and yet advance new initiatives and avoid criticizing things about, you know, the president who he or she has been serving, criticizing that individual without looking disloyal and alienating maybe some of the core voters today in the Democratic Party. So I think she's got quite a tightrope to walk in terms of her announcing new initiatives, but also defending what's been done by Joe Biden and his administration. Because, of course, it's for her to say, well, you know, I didn't agree with points A, C, D, and F of the Biden administration. After all, you were the vice president, and you're claiming now, which isn't necessarily the case, I think, that she was a party to all of the decisions of the Biden administration. Well, you can't simultaneously make that claim and then disassociate yourself, as she will presumably be trying to do, at least subtly, disassociate yourself from a lot of the things the Biden administration has done that haven't been popular, particularly in her case, the border. I mean, there's this whole controversy now, you know, the media, which favors her, is trying to claim, well, she was never the border czar. Well, of course, you know, you do a Google search and thousands of references to her as the border czar come up. So that, I think, is going to be one of the most difficult things that she is going to have to finesse during the campaign.
I started off asking you where this month would be in the history books. What will the June 27th debate? Will we still be talking about that in 20 years?
I think we will be talking about it in terms of what led to the extraordinary event where an incumbent president who had secured the nomination. I mean, in that respect, Joe Biden is very different from Lyndon Johnson's withdrawal back in 1968. That occurred much earlier in the year. After only a couple of the presidential primaries had been held. But here, Joe Biden, until June 27th, until after June 27th, in the wake of the disastrous debate, he had basically secured his party's nomination. And that may, I think, historically be viewed as a standalone event. I doubt we're any time going to encounter a situation where an incumbent president has secured his nomination and then withdraws. I mean, unless there would be a sudden catastrophic health event like a stroke or heart attack or something like that. Health was obviously associated with Biden's withdrawal. But what is known now about his condition in terms of whether he has senility and the like, that was well known throughout 2024. And yet, you know, he ran virtually unopposed and won all of the primaries and secured his nomination. So, yes, I think when historians, certainly, and political scientists look back on 2024, that's the thing that's really going to stand out.
Professor Bob Klump, it's always great talking with you and getting your insight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.